And that's what God wants of us.
Amen.
And it's so difficult for us. We sing this song, we love this song, but how many of us really, really, really give themselves away to God, casting aside their own desires and wants? Really. Come on now. Really. But as we have committed here, equipping the saints for service and to move into God's will for our church and for our lives, we continue to pray that the Holy Spirit will lead and guide us in that. So let us pray. Our Father and our God, our provider, our present help in times of trouble, our comforter, our way maker, our all in all, our God. God, we bow before you this Sunday morning to say thank you, Lord Jesus. God, thank you for another day that we have never seen before, God. And we thank you, Lord God, that we still have the breath of life in our bodies. God, we thank you, Lord, that you even allowed us to arrive safely, Lord God, and to open your door to your house this morning. God, we don't want to take anything for granted. Because we recognize, God, it's because of your grace and your mercy that we even sit here this morning. So, God, we say thank you. Thank you, God, for loving us, Lord, when we didn't even love ourselves, God. God, we thank you for that. And God, we thank you for Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for Jesus that died for each one of us that we may have life and have it more abundantly, Lord God. So now, God, we say forgive us one more time, God. Even while we've been in this service, we may have thought or said something we shouldn't have said. So, God, we say forgive us one more time and create in each one of us clean and righteous hearts. And, God, help us be doers of this word. Help us look more like Christ. Help us not to play church, but to be the church, Lord God. So, Holy Spirit, just have your way in this place. Heal, convert, convict, comfort, restore, reconcile your people in the name of Jesus. Meet them right where they are, Lord God, and strengthen them, Lord Jesus. And Holy Spirit, if there be anything, God, in me that's not like you, take it away right now in the name of Jesus, that I may clearly, clearly hear from you. And God, if you give it to me, I will stand and I will declare it boldly to your people. So Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. We pray that your power, your anointing, your presence, your glory be felt throughout this entire building. It's in the name of Jesus Christ we do pray. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Our message this morning is from the Old Testament. The Old Testament. So when you have found the book of Daniel in the Old Testament, I ask that you stand and follow along with me as I read from the NIV Bible. One appeal that I do have for you all is during these moments that we're seeking God's will for our church and a word for all of us, please turn off your cell phones and refrain from texting in reverence to our God, our church. Amen? The sixth chapter of the book of Daniel, and it may be very familiar for many of you, but God's word is always new and fresh. And we will hear what thus says the Lord for abundant life in the sixth chapter of Daniel. This is a long story, and I will stop reading when the Spirit of God tells me to stop reading. But there is some information I think God wants us to hear this morning from the sixth chapter of Daniel, starting at verse 1. The Old Testament. And it reads this way in the NIV Bible. It pleased Darius to appoint 120 satraps to rule throughout the kingdom, with three administrators over them, one of whom was Daniel. The satraps were made and accountable to them, so that the king might not suffer loss. Now Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators that the satraps, by his exceptional qualities, that the king planned to set him over the entire kingdom, or the whole kingdom. At this, the administrators and the satraps tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs, but they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him, because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt or negligent. Finally, these men said, "We will never find any basis for charges against this man Daniel, unless it has something to do with the law of his God." So the administrators and the satraps went as a group to the king and said, "O King Darius, live forever." The royal administrators, prefects, satraps, advisors, and governors have all agreed that the king should issue an edict and enforce the decree that everyone who prays to any god or man during the next 30 days, except you, O king, shall be thrown into the lion's den. Now, O king, issue the decree and put it in writing so that it cannot be altered, in accordance with the laws of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be repealed. So King Darius put the decree in writing. Amen. You may be seated. He put the decree in writing. And many of you may know the end of this story. And we know that Daniel had some decisions to make. So our message is entitled, Making the Right Choice. Making the right choice. And during this Lenten season, many Christians now are reflecting on their lives, as we did on Wednesday evening, and committing to repent and to give up things in their lives that are unhealthy for them spiritually and even physically. So this is a great Sunday morning for us to talk about making the right choice. Many of you will hear Christians talking about, "I'm going to give up this or that for Lent." So as we approach Good Friday and Easter Sunday, many conversations will take place among Christians about choosing to repent and to forgive. But the thought comes to mind is, why do you only give it up for Lent? If it's something that's unhealthy for you spiritually and physically, why not just give it up? Come on, I know somebody knows what I'm talking about. But I'm going to stop this for the 40 days as we journey to Easter. Food for thought. So often we hear people say that God has given us free will.
that people can choose to accept God's word as truth or not. People can choose to be doers of this word or not. People can choose to do the right thing. You have free will or not. People can choose to do what's just or not. Oh, yeah. People can choose to sin or not. Come on now. I know you all know what I'm talking about. People can choose to allow God to be first in their lives or not. People can choose to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior or not. Amen. See, yes, in this world we have so much temptation and we have free will. So you have to decide what will you choose. So let's make this day personal for you. Each of us should take time to look at ourselves in the mirror. Amen. How have I made my choices in the past? How will I make my choices in the future? And this is time for you to be honest with yourself. Will I choose to do what is right? Will I choose to do what the word of God says? We all, as you reflect, have made some bad choices. And oftentimes we say here at Abundant Life that for every choice, there is a consequence. So how will you make your choices in the future? We can't change what we've done in the past. But how will you make your choices in the future? So this brings us to our morning text from the book of Daniel, which was written by Daniel. And it gives a historical account of faithful Jews. Jews that were living in captivity and living in slavery. And it shows how God was in control of heaven and in earth. I don't know whether you've read this book or not. It shows God directing the force of nature and the destiny of his people. See, our Bible tells us this, that the earth is the Lord's and everything that's in it, the world and all who live in it. Do you believe it this morning? He founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. For by him everything was created, things in heaven and things on the earth. Visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. So God is in control, you all. All things were created by him. I heard somebody say, I don't know how this world was created this week, last week when I was talking to them, and I wish they were present this morning, because the Bible says all things was created by him and for him, and all things begin with God and they end with God. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. If you believe this word, come on, church, let the church say amen. Amen. So Daniel is writing in the spirit because Daniel knew God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And during this time, King Nebuchadnezzar had taken the Jewish people into captivity. Walk with me slowly, and I'm going to try to get where God is taking us this morning. See, Daniel was a young man, and Daniel had many gifts and many talents, so he was pulled out by the king. See, during his early life, he demonstrated that you can be a youth and still follow God. So he remained true to his face. So read the story. You'll see how they put food in front of Daniel. And that's how we got to the Daniel diet that we do today. But Daniel stayed true to his faith. No matter what the people were doing around him. Can anybody say that this morning? No matter what's going on around me, I'm going to stay true to my God. Now, because Daniel had the favor of God, he was promoted even in captivity. This young Jewish boy in Babylon was elevated to a leadership role because God had given him wisdom. So he served two Babylonian kings and Persian kings. Remember now, he was in slavery. So at the beginning of our morning text, they tell us that Daniel was about 80 years old at that time. And he was one of the king's top administrators. And he was working with people that did not believe in God. Nevertheless, in that environment, he worked effectively, efficiently. The Bible tells us that Daniel distinguished himself among the others. And because of that, the king had the intentions of putting him over all of the other leaders. One of the best ways to influence our Christian employers, I'm going to just stop here, is to work diligently and responsibly, no matter what's going on around you. So how well do you represent your God with your employer? The Bible says, whatever you do, believers, work it with your heart as if doing it unto the Lord. All your work should represent your love for God. That's for all of us to be mindful of, because sometimes we get in environments and we start looking like that environment. That's what they're doing, so I'm going to do it too. Come on, you all. But wherever we go, like the children say, we represent Christ. So Daniel, even in captivity, represented his God will. Now, the Bible tells us that Daniel had enemies at work. Does anybody know anything about that? Because he was doing an exceptional job. He had enemies at work. He had haters. They were jealous of him. And too often in today's time, when we start to excel and move up, our coworkers and others start to look at us strange. Because they want to hold you back with them. Come on, anybody believe this? They want you to stay down with them if they're not being promoted. I know somebody knows what I'm talking about. I'm not just talking to myself. See, I've been there. But these jealous officials could not find anything wrong with Daniel's work. So they critiqued, they looked, but they couldn't find anything. And they said, well, we got to get Daniel out of here. And the only thing that we can do is speak something against his God, attack him based on his relationship with his God. So in Babylon, see, if the king made an edict or a law, it could not be changed. And they knew King Darius quite well. See, he suffered with pride. Mm-hmm. So they went to the king and said, oh, king. Oh, king, appealing to his vanity. We talked about pride some time ago. You need to make a law, king. For the next 30 days, everybody should only bow down to you. No other gods but you. And if they do, oh, king, you should put them in the lion's den. So Darius thought about it and said, well, why not? I am king. Truly, sounds like a good plan. So he signed off. If you read the Bible, he signed off. If you pray or bow down to anybody but me, you're going to the lion's den. So when Daniel heard about the law against praying to any god except this little king, he had a choice to make. And that's where we're going this morning. Making your choices and making the right choice. The Bible says he continued to pray to his God three times a day, as he always had done. And Daniel had a choice to make, and he made his choice. Come on, we just think about how do you make your choices. He had to choose either to follow man-made rules, come on y'all, which was to worship and pray to this man, or whether he was going to worship his God continuously. See, the one and only true God who had brought him through many dangers, toils, and snares. The one that had elevated him in the middle of slavery. Who was he going to worship, you all? His choice was to continue to move with God. So Daniel was bold. He made no attempt to hide that he was going to pray to his God. Do what you may. Do what you want. But I'm not giving up my relationship with my God. I am not throwing away my relationship for a man. Amen. So he had to decide, as Deacon Stan told us some time ago, he asked the question, who is your boss? So Daniel was clear, my boss is the God of heaven and earth, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who delivered my people out of the bondage of the Egyptians, the God that delivered them through the Red Sea. That's my God. So he just refused to bow down. And with that came consequences. The Bible tells us that he would be thrown into the lion's den. So, of course, these haters went running back and told the king, Daniel's still praying to that God. And so the king had no choice. He had signed the edict, go get Daniel, put him in the lion's den. Help me, Lord God. What is this you have for your people? But what these men didn't know is that the king really liked Daniel. So once Daniel was put in that lion's den, the king rushed back home and he prayed for Daniel because he was so afraid something may happen. But he didn't want to hurt Daniel. But the next morning they say he rose early. Read the story. The king said to Daniel, Daniel, did your God save you? The God that you worship, did he keep you through the night? That's for us, y'all. Daniel answered, hallelujah, oh king, you live forever. My God sent the angels, and they shut the mouth of the lion. They did not hurt me, king, because I found no fault with my God and not with you, oh king. The Bible says this king was overjoyed, and he gave orders to let Daniel out of that den, and no harm had come to him. But let's talk about those haters. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the king had the haters thrown into the den along with their family. See, there's consequences. They plotted against God's anointed. They plotted and planned against God's chosen. But God is the final judge, and God is the final judge, you all. And then King Darius issued this edict in every part of his land, that there is no God like the God of Daniel. He is the one and only living God. This Babylonian king, Persian king, his kingdom will never be destroyed. Hallelujah. So let's just get to where God wants us to be this morning. Just like Daniel, we have choices to make. We have choices every day. Think about it. You even now have a decision to make. I believe all of us sitting under the sound of my voice have something that you're pondering about, whether I should go this way or whether I should go that way. The bottom line is this. Will you follow the will of God and the word of God? Remember, an unrighteous law is no excuse for unrighteous behavior for God's people. And if you think about it, our country is producing unrighteous laws right about now. So I ask you this question. What will you choose? Will you choose man's way or God's way? See, as we go through this Lenten season, we're putting some stuff behind us, we say. Which way will you turn? Will you follow God's way or man's way? You all know what I'm talking about. These laws keep rolling out and it looks nothing like what we believe. Will you follow those or will you follow God's way? Come on, you all. See, there is so much temptation for us today. As Christian believers, yeah, we are even tempted. Come on. Hallelujah. We are tempted. We find ourselves bowing down to things that we should not. Bowing down and following people that we should not. I know I'm right about it. If you all don't agree with me, I know I'm right about that. Hallelujah. Tempted by, when they say pride, they call it social pride sometimes. Keeping up with the Joneses. Gotta have all this material stuff. Don't have time for God anymore because you're chasing stuff. Bowing down to stuff. Come on, you all. But God wants more of us. God wants more from us. See, this is one of those sermons that they look at me later after it's all over. She's fussing. Now, I'm telling you what the word of God says. Which says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all that stuff you want will be added to you, or the stuff you need. Not what you want, then you need. So what are the little gods in your life that you need to let go of this Lenten season? What are they? Come on, people of God. We worship all kinds of stuff. Stuff that we put in front of our God. We talk about our positions at work. We talk about our degrees. We just talk about where we live and what we drive. All those things taking away from God's time and his purpose. Because we've said many times, we are here to glorify God. God has gifted you for his glory, not for your own. So it's not about you, people of God. See, remember, Daniel was a servant of Darius. The law of the king was absolute. No one dared to defy the king. But Daniel made the right choice. So how are you making your choices today? The Lord spoke these words to his people in Exodus. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make any idols in the form of anything on heaven or earth. You shall not bow down to them. And that still applies to us today. So do you have any little gods in your life? Come on, people of God. Do you have any little idols that you're going to give up this day? Come on, people of God. If we're going to get this thing right, and if we're going to stop playing church, we got to strip away that stuff from our lives. I know somebody know what I'm talking about. This may not be for everybody because some people got this little stuff in their lives that they refuse to give up. See, God understands. He can handle this and he can handle that, but I can handle this part of my life. But God requires more of us. Oh, yes, he does. God wants to be first and he'll give you all that other stuff you need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Is God first in your life? Are you seeking to please some man or some woman versus God? Come on, people. Come on with me. I'll close it out if y'all are coming with me now. Can you be distinguished from non-believers based on your actions and your behavior? Based on what comes out of your mouth. Can anybody tell that you are a child of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Come on with me now. In this world, you should be shining. Your light should shine before men, that they want to know more about your heavenly Father. And this is connected to making the right choices wherever you go. Hallelujah. It's not just for Sunday morning. It's wherever you travel, you represent Christ. Let the church say amen. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Help me finish this. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to operate based on our operating manual. When we have decisions to make, we will pull out this manual and see what thus says the Lord for us. There's nothing you can go through that's not in this word, people of God. And I tell you often, stay off that phone and go to the throne of grace and seek God's will for your life. The answer is in the book. Anybody believe me this morning? The answer is in the book. So how are you making your choices? Now, we may not always get it right like Daniel the first time, but we thank God for forgiveness. We thank God for his grace. We thank God for his mercy. If we fall down and we mess up, we can get up. Hallelujah. Because the Bible tells us if we confess, our sins, he is faithful and he is just to forgive us and clean us up all over again. During this great season, repent. Make the right choice. Turn from your sins and people that don't mean you any good. Don't let nothing, nobody, come between your God, your Lord, and your Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So during this Lenten season, help me, Holy Spirit. We are so mindful of our great God. So we thank him now for Jesus. We thank him for the cross. We thank him for the blood, because the blood still works, y'all. The blood heals. The blood restores. The blood empowers. The blood encourages. We thank God that the blood still works. And that's why we celebrate this season as we go into Good Friday and Easter. It's because the blood still works. Oh, yes, it does. The blood still works. So as I close, help me, Holy Spirit. I pray that we all journey through life making the righteous choices. That we'll say, yes, Lord, to your will, and yes, Lord, to your way, and yes, Lord, I'll trust you and obey. Yes, Lord, I give myself away. See, but giving yourself to God, God is not going to let any harm come to you. Hallelujah. I give myself away. God, I finally got it straight. I'm here to glorify you. I'm here to be the difference here on earth. So as we equip the saints here at Abundant Life for service, Lord, help us all to be mindful that you sent Jesus. You sent Jesus for us that we may have life and have it more abundantly. You sent Jesus that we can be forgiven of our mess, our stuff that we keep doing over and over again. You sent Jesus that we may have eternal life, the only source of our salvation. But will we choose to follow you? So I suggest this morning that you just trust God. Put away all that stuff that has been hindering you and trust him. Trust him to deliver you from your disappointment, from your shame, from your addiction, whatever's going on, your toxic relationship. Trust God to deliver you. Choose to follow Jesus as your example. That's all. We say, make the right choice. Choose to forgive instead of hate. Amen, 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 amen. Choose to live according to his word instead of the world. Hallelujah. Choose Jesus. And I heard a song last night, and I don't sing, but I'm going to just give you a couple of the words. Some folks would rather have houses and land. Some folks choose silver and gold. These things they treasure and forget their very souls. But I've decided to make Jesus my choice. I have decided to make Jesus my choice. So I believe all of us have some decisions and choices to make in this place. But I say, make the right choice. Make Jesus your choice. I don't know whether anybody knows that old song. But I have decided to make Jesus my choice. So during this season, as you ponder what you need to strip away, I decided to make Jesus my choice. I don't know about anybody else in this place. I'm gonna just follow Jesus. Whatever comes my way, Jesus is my choice. So stand all over the sanctuary, making the right choices. I pray you remember that as you make your decisions this week, that your choice will be based on the word of God and the will of God for your life. Friends will tempt you. The world will tempt you. But you have to stand flat-footed and say, I'm going to move on with Jesus. Started out a long time ago. Your choice be today. The door of the church is open. If anybody that has never ever said yes, Lord, has never said, Lord Jesus, you are the way and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Lord God, I don't want to go to hell. You decided, yes, Lord, I need a Savior. This world don't have anything for me. Lord, I need you. Has everyone confessed Jesus as Lord? Has everyone confessed Jesus as Lord? Has everyone accepted Jesus Christ as Lord? Amen. Let the church say amen if everybody's saved. The second appeal is, do you have a church home? Do you have a church home where you go and you worship your God? Where you are instructed in this word how to apply it to your life that you may walk with power and authority because you are a child of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Does everybody have a church home where they're using their gifts to glorify God? I invite you now, if you do not have a church home, join with us here on this corner. Does everybody have a church home? Hallelujah, Lord God. Praise the Lord. She joined in my office one day, but amen. Sister Ann wants to publicly proclaim that she's part of Abundant Life Christian Ministries. Amen. God bless you. Is there anybody else without a church home? Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you all to get her information. We still don't have it before she leaves today. She needs her package and she needs her information. And yes, we're going to welcome you. Hallelujah. But the altar is open now for prayer. If there is anything this Lenten season that you are going to commit to leave behind, talk to God now. You don't have to talk to man. God has the answer, you all. Bow before your Heavenly Father this day. We all have choices, you all. Jesus, my choice. I don't know about you all. Yes, it does. Hallelujah, God. Answer prayers, Lord God, as only you can in the name of Jesus. Hear your people, Lord God.
I've decided.
Jesus, my choice. Brother William, little William, come on up here with me.
The road is rough and the going is
we have to come to Jesus as a child. A child to believe God is able to do everything. See, I've talked to this young man, and he's a believer. We thank God for his word. We thank God for his word. We thank God that he gives us a choice, and we pray that the Holy Spirit would lead us in the way we should go. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. My choice. And we're going to have just a little bit of I've decided to follow Jesus, because this is something this young man, this young preacher in the making, sings so well. So we're going to give him an opportunity to sing this, because this is how we as adults have to come before the Lord. Humble. This young man has blown up our food pantry. So if anybody needs food or knows someone need food, it's because he stepped out and he believed his God was able to provide what we need here at Abundant Life. So let's sing, sweetie.
Jesus, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided.
No turning back. Please stand for the benediction. Amen. As you go through this week, making your choices, I pray that you'll be led by our God and his word. Now may the love of God, the peace, the grace, and the joy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us this day and forever. Let the church sing, amen. God has spoken. God has spoken, church. Amen, amen. God bless you all. I pray that you all can break bread with us and stay for our Black History Program and our food and fellowship. God bless you.